Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Really?
Hey, Tony, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How are you?
You personally are calling me back.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast here at TerryWilson3.com. If you're hearing this podcast right now, I am somewhere in an RV on Route 66. Touring the Southwest of America. So I appreciate you giving me the time off and allowing me to pre-record some of these podcasts so that you continue to get content that's going to help you take your money and your business and your life to new levels, because we want to make sure that those entrepreneurs out there that are dedicated to putting a dent in the universe and our TW3 members and affiliates have fresh content every week. And that's what we're committed to do and help you with. But the beautiful thing about online marketing, the beautiful thing about podcasting, the beautiful thing about having your business set up with these digital tools is it allows you to earn while you enjoy life. And I've been fortunate enough to do this for several years now, and have been blessed to be able in the last going on 11 years, help others do the exact same thing. And it is the most rewarding thing I've got to say about this job. Yeah, I love the income it provides. I love the freedom it provides. But to be quite frank, I really enjoy the fact that so many other people are able to take this tool that we have, this training that we offer, this strategy that we admonish people to do, and see them make $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, $500,000 a year online. How big is your vision? How much can you imagine yourself earning and enjoying? What would you do with just an extra few hundred dollars a week? You know it's possible, but you first have got to believe, and then you have to put a strategy together. You know, it's not enough to have a dream. It's not enough to have a belief. Those are important, and that's where it starts. And that's why we spend so much time with people of getting them to raise their vision, because you can't hit something you're not aiming for. And, you know, there's a high cost to low living, as they say. If you think you can't, then you're right. But if you think you can, you're also right. I know these sounds like platitudes and cliches, but after 11 years of coaching other people in entrepreneurialism and showing them ways that they can earn, I have come to one, you know, truth that is, you know, immutable. You can't move it. It is there. It's in your face. I can give someone all of the information in the world, the strategies, give them the software, give them the system, give them everything they need. But if they don't have a mindset for more, they will crash and burn the next day. I have learned that information, tools, the things that we offer, it's like a loaded gun. Put in the right hands, freedom, protection, all the things that you ever dreamed of can come true. Put in the wrong hands, you could hurt yourself and hurt someone else. So that's why it's so important to work on yourself. It's not just, you know, feel good, philosophical, trying to get people to be nice. No, it's more than that. It's getting people to believe in themselves, have patience with themselves and their world around them, so that they can give themselves the time to have the skill sets, the mindsets, and everything they need to be successful developed. You're born with talent, but you work on your skills. And if you can read, if you can write, if you can string a couple words together, it don't even have to be as coherent. Obviously, listen to me. But if you can just do basic things in this world, in this period of time that we live in, you can amass thousands of dollars a week. If you've got the vision for it, I know people who have amassed millions of dollars. But it starts with believing you can. It starts with having a vision for more. It starts with being able to take the time to do what's necessary to go to the next level. If you're committed to it, I promise you, you can do it. You know, the old cliche, you know, can't never could and won't never will. Those are true, but I've learned something else. While can't never could and won't never will, maybe doesn't stick around long enough to see if it's even possible. You have to have a resolve about you. It can't be, well, I'll try to do more. I'll dip my toes in the water and see if entrepreneurialism, if financial freedom, if time and space to be able to do what I want to do, I'll test it out. If that's your mindset, you are already going out of the gates in a position where failure is inevitable. But if you identify with the fact that I am going to go to the next level, come hell or high water, I'm going to develop the skill sets. I'm going to work on the mindsets. I'm going to do whatever it takes to go to the next level. I promise you, you will. You just, there's something about the universe that just loves a willful heart, a determined mind that says, I am going to do whatever it takes and be sincere with that. Because sometimes what it takes is change. Lots of change. Change in the way you view things. Change in the way you respond to things. Change in the way that you carry yourself. Change in attitudes. All of that stuff is tough. Man, it's the hardest thing you'll ever do, but it is the most rewarding thing you'll ever do. That's why I always tell people, I love entrepreneurialism. I love it. Because to be successful in entrepreneurialism, you're not hiding behind anything. You're not hiding behind another company, a brand, a person. It is you. What can you bring to the table? And when you grab a hold of, hey, I can have as much in life as I want if I'll just work on me, then, you know, so be it. I'll be the sacrificial lamb. I'll be the person that says, not my will, but your will be done. I'll be the person that says, I want to know what it's like to live life with power, with purpose, with passion. And if that means I have to be uncomfortable now so I can be very comfortable later, then I'm willing to do it. I promise you guys, it's worth it. You're talking to someone that just, you know, a decade ago was in a dark, dark place. I know what it's like. I've been there. I have been standing in a benevolence line looking for food because I didn't have a dime to my name and five children to feed. I know what it's like to have foreclosure happen on you. I know what life can bring to you. But if you'll press on, if you will be determined, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to see my promises fulfilled. It will happen, and it's so worth it. This is episode 364. Today, I'm talking to you about 10 tips for creating landing pages that will convert. For you who are new to online marketing, what is a landing page? A landing page is a single page that's branded for a particular sales narrative you have established. So if you have a website out there and maybe you're in health, maybe you're in wellness, maybe you're in insurance, maybe you're in real estate, maybe you're in whatever, but you are promoting a particular item, service, or whatever that may not be congruent with that particular brand that you've established, a landing page allows you to have this autonomous page branded for a particular item, service, or sales narrative. And so landing pages, even like, for instance, I'm in the opportunity online coaching space. I still use landing pages because sometimes I'm speaking to a particular niche. I'm speaking to realtors and I'm talking to them only. And I don't want it to look like anything but a product, good, or service that is meant for the real estate industry. So I'm going to use a landing page that's branded for realtors or insurance agents or restaurant owners or whatever the case may be. So landing pages to do online marketing is a cornerstone in today's world. You know, when we first started this business and we still use the language call center, what is a call center? A call center is an analog version of a landing page, except instead of clicking to go somewhere, you're dialing and talking to someone on a phone. Okay. Well, landing pages allow you to automate that call center type business model. And when we get back, I want to give you 10 ways, 10 proven ways that you can create pages that will convert. Because the beautiful thing about online marketing is you don't have to go out and hire a bunch of people to work in a call center to sell a service or product for you. Your landing pages are your telemarketers, and they're taking these inbound calls that you're creating through clicks and traffic. But how do you train your pages to convert? Right after this, I'll show you how. So how would you like to put your income on autopilot? You know, you've heard several online marketing gurus say the loot is in the list. And it is true. Email marketing done correctly will amass you thousands, if not millions of dollars. Part of my affiliate CPA and referral marketing business that I do, that I bring in thousands of dollars a week, is done by email marketing. But if you're just starting out, which systems do you use? What script do you use? How do you even get emails? All of those things make it tough when you're first getting started. So go over to terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. I wrote an ebook called The $1 Million Email Marketing System. And it's a book, and it's also video formulas and things there that's going to illustrate exactly what to use, how to use it, where to go to get certain emails that you need, how to present those emails when you send them out. Everything you need to do to start your own email marketing business and bringing that in as part of your strategy on how to make money, you can get by going to terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. That's terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. So there's two things that I use on a daily basis to make more money, make more sales. Because I have learned over 20 some odd years of being an entrepreneur is most people do not make a significant purchase the first time they hear about it, or even the second time. As a matter of fact, it normally takes six encounters with a client before they will ever decide to pull the trigger on anything. How do you scale a business if you can't automate that process? One of the things and tools that I use is AWeber, which is an automatic email marketing system. Right now, you can get a 30-day free trial by going to terrywilson3.com/AWeber. That's terrywilson3.com/AWeber, AWeber, and try their services out. I think you're going to really like it. And if you decide to keep it after 30 days, they'll give you a discount for using that code. Go to terrywilson3.com/AWeber right now and put your marketing and your sales process on autopilot. Yeah, this is the first time I've done this. I always hit the wrong button sometimes. I don't know why. I always hit the button, wrong button sometimes. That's what you call doublespeak, guys. Good Lord. I've been doing this a while. I would have thought that I knew when the commercial was coming back, but I was holding a drink and I was trying to do two things at one time. But anyway. You know, I've been podcasting now for 10 years. Eventually, I'm going to learn how to do it, I promise. But how do you build landing pages that convert? What do you need to do? What goes into creating pages on your website, on your blog, that's going to have higher conversion? The first thing I would tell you is immediately build credibility with your audience, your traffic, whoever's going to that page. And there's multiple ways of building credibility. But, you know, I'm a huge proponent of branding your business after yourself, not for any ego purpose or satisfaction, but because in today's world, so many people can say anything they want online, and it demands you as the online marketer to be more and more transparent, more and more, this is who I am. Of course, with safety, I mean, because there's nuts in the world. So you have to be careful of what you're transparent about. But as much as you can and keep your own personal and your life and things safe, You need to let people know this is who I am. This is what I'm about. So I tell people, and here's the thing. This is why I can't stand the way some of these companies are marketing landing page software. And I'm not going to mention names because that's not the way I do business. I don't beat up on other brands or people or anything like that. But I will criticize a particular idea that I think is just wrong, especially when they're selling it to new people that are just getting in the online space. It makes me mad because I'm trying to do everything on the square, and so many people, they get burnt and they get so jaded and they get so cynical. So when you try to talk to someone about how to do better online, you have to first prove to them that you're legit. Why? Because someone else has conditioned them to think that everything is a scam, a hoax, or whatever online. So when I see people out there that are just giving bad advice and selling things in a way that's just, it's half truth, it irritates me. And one of the things that irritates me the most about how a lot of these popular landing page software systems and the way that, not the product itself, it's a great product, but the way they're sold. You are not going to survive online with just a landing page. It is not the be all end all, you know, panacea, magic pill that once you have it, that's all you have to have. Because just a landing page opt-in forms by itself is not going to give the audience the traffic what they need. And the first thing they need is trust in you. And the way they trust you is you building credibility. And all, if I'm out there presenting this product or service and the only thing they can find about it is that one particular page, then guess what? Then that's a flash in a pan. Is there any legitimacy to it? That's why I tell people, yes, landing pages is the cornerstone of marketing, but that's, you've got to have a blog. And I hear so many of these guys say, well, I have blogging, it's dated, it's 10 years, 20 years old now or whatever. And it's not, I'm not saying that blogging is the be all end all, but I am saying you have to have it because it's your online presence. It's a Rolodex of ideas and content and things about you that you've created over the years. And it should have pictures and contents and videos and maybe podcasts. It should have all kinds of things that's conveying to the general populace. This is what I'm about. This is who I am. I stand behind this. It's got my name on it. You've got to do the same thing. And the best way to do that, you know, for the purposes of building credibility, is put yourself out there, not in a way that's going to make you unsafe. I'm not saying that. But I am saying in a way that's going to convey that you're a real person with real ideas. They might like some of the things that you propose. They might not like the same some of the things that you propose and you advocate. But at least they know that you're legit. And so the first thing you need to do when you're trying to create pages that's going to have bigger opt-ins is you've got to have some credibility. You've got to have the brand and what it's about in there, maybe what you're about, so that if someone opens up a new tab and just sort of Googles you real quick or Googles the brand or Googles the service, they see something other than that one particular landing page. So you got to build credibility. People have always been skeptical of advertising. And with the proliferation of spam and shady operations, they're even more skeptical today. So therefore, your landing page copy must immediately overcome that skepticism. And so some language that you can put in there is not only about the brand, not only about you, but also saying, hey, if you put your information in and we send this out to you, if whatever we send you, you don't like, or you decide this isn't for me, all my emails, all my content that comes to you always has an opt-in. All you opt out, all you have to do is click on the opt-out. You'll never hear from me again. So let them know right up front that you're credible, that you are legitimate, and you're going to protect their information, and you're going to respect their privacy if they decide that this opportunity, this product, good or service is not right for them. If you will do that, you will get more opt-ins. Number two, capture the email addresses of non-buyers. Even if they don't, you know, in other words, in the quick way to tell you how to do that is you do not go through your presentation until after you get a name, number, and email address, or at least an email address, at a bare minimum, the email address. I would tell you get the name, number, and email address. And there's way, and people say, well, that's gonna deter people giving up information. Yes, but here's what you got to do when on the front end of your landing page, the first thing you got to do is you got to sell them on the value of what that content behind that page is going to give them. You're selling them on being sold to. In other words, if I'm selling a solution to the insurance world, I'm going to say, hey, are you tired of buying terrible leads for $5, $10, $25, $30, $40 a pop? Are you tired of leads that don't convert? Are you tired of buying leads that are sold to multiple other agents? Are you tired of buying leads that the only reason they've got that lead information is they were signing up for a free iPad or something? They don't even want insurance. I'm going to show you a step-by-step solution that's going to show you how to get exclusive leads only to you, and your lead acquisition cost is going to be less than a dollar. If you'd like to see this free training, put your name, number, and email address below this. Now, what did I just do? I sold a targeted audience on being sold to, because what is selling? Selling is explaining. Selling is illustrating. Selling is teaching people how a product, good, or service or solution works. And so I'm telling them they're getting this information, and they are. That information is going to come by me showing them how I use all of my digital marketing platforms, tools, and strategies to generate unlimited leads in that particular industry. So that, you know, they opted in to get that training, and that training is laced with me demonstrating various products, goods, and services that inevitably what I want them to do is have a desire to buy. So whether they buy or not, I've now captured their information. But if I don't capture that information on the front end, and that's what I see a lot of newbies, the newbie mistake is, I'm going to put this sales video, I'm going to put this sales presentation up here, and then if they want more information or would like to connect with me, fill out the form below. Well, you're opt-in, and here's the thing. If you are selling anything of any value at all, statistics tell us that a person needs to be seen and presented and connected with a minimum of 6 times before they'll make a decision. People are so busy, they're so distracted, there's so many things going on that they might have seen your presentation and, oh man, that's great. I love. And then all of a sudden the child runs in, the boss calls, the wife or husband calls, something happens and they're pulled away from that computer screen and then they forget about it. And if you didn't capture their information to drip on them later, you've lost them because they've forgotten about you. That's why I never, ever, under any circumstances, hear me now or feel me later, don't you ever give a presentation to anyone until and only after you've captured their name, number, and email address. And what you have to do to make them want to give that up to you is you've got to sell them on the idea and sell them on the fact that once you see this training on the other side, you're going to have this pain point demonstrated how it can be alleviated. You're going to have this pain point demonstrated how it can be fixed. You're going to see, in other words, you're giving the big bullet points, the bold points. Learn how to get your leads down from $40 a pop down to less than a dollar with your lead acquisition cost. And it's an exclusive lead. It's not being sold to other people. Learn how it's going to be an actual insurance lead. And they just didn't fill out some form because they wanted a free iPad. They're signing up, fill out this survey and get a free iPad. Nonsense. Like they get when they go over to these net quotes, all web leads and all these other nonsense lead selling companies. See, if you know your particular niche, you know your particular audience, you know their pain points, you know how you're going to be able to show them how there's a better way. Well, that showing, that presentation, that sales presentation has value. So you got to sell the value in it. And that's how you're going to get them to give up their information. So you got to do that. Number three, on the front end, use lots of testimonials on your landing page. Say, hey, I used to spend X amount of dollars on entrance leads. Oh, I used to, you know, just have to go out and put coupons in the paper and all this to get people into the restaurant. And now with Terry's system, I can, with one button push, drive as many people into the restaurant as I want. You know, and so-and-so from pizzeria, so-and-so insurance agent. And you have the little blurbs that they've given about your products, good or services. They're out there. What are you doing? You're letting people know, hey, there's information on the other side here. And so-and-so has talked about it. So-and-so has talked about it. And I want that information. And so you're building up the value of what they're going to get by being sold to. You're building up the value by giving up their name, number, and email address. So use number three, lots of testimonials. Number four, huge, huge point. Hear me now or feel me later. Use lots and lots and lots of bullet points. Try to take all of the text, those multiple sentences, those huge paragraphs that you're writing out on your landing page, that content, and condense it down to bullet points. People, when they see a lot of text in today's world, especially online, they're so busy, their eyes start rolling in the back of their head. One of the biggest deterrents to opt-ins is too much text. You want videos, you want compelling moving graphics even, and you want, when it is text, you want it in bullet points. Try to discipline yourself that when you do have text on your landing page, it is 95% in bullet point form. You will get more opt-ins. Number five, arouse curiosity in your headlines. How does that work? See how insurance agent that was only making 30 grand a year is now making 130 grand a year in a matter of only 3 months. Boom. How are they going to get that information? That's going to be on the backside of that video presentation that I'm giving them about the power of TW3's platform. And I'm using a particular agent that I've worked with that's a client of mine that went from struggling, only making 30 grand a year, that's only making 130 grand a year. How are they going to hear that story? How are they going to see it? Put your name, number, and email address in below, and we'll show you how. All these bullet points. Okay, so I'm using insurance, as you can tell, a lot, but you have to apply this in your industry. What pain points does your product, good, or service solve? Put it in bullet point form, give testimonials, arouse curiosity with those headlines, and you're going to drive traffic. So just to recap, we've got through the first half here. Build credibility early. That's a huge one. Capture the email address of non-buyers. In other words, don't do a presentation until you've captured the information. Use lots of testimonials, number three. Number four, use lots of bullet points. And number five, arouse the curiosity with a lot of headlines that have, you know, big curiosity. See how this person did this. And then promise them they're going to get to see that information once they get on the backside of your landing page. So when we get back, I've got the other five of how you can create landing pages that have greater opt-ins. Because I'm telling you, once you develop this skill set, you can go anywhere. This is the cornerstone of online marketing. You know, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of 5 people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the services. Here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it, and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service, and I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to TerryWilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. TerryWilson3.com/freebook. Have you ever tried a work from home business? If you have, you may be like several others. Matter of fact, 98% of people, according to Forbes magazine, who've tried and failed. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is because most home-based businesses have no means, method, or mechanism for you to get in front of people who need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. See, the unique thing about TerryWilson3.com is we put you in a position where if you can simply answer a phone, read a script, you can make money. And I'm not talking about going and selling pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I'm talking about selling something that every business, everyone who has a product, good, or service needs. And that is a lead generation marketing system. But here's the cool thing. You never cold call. You never have to recruit your friends, family, and foes. You simply take a call, read a script. Want more information? Go to TerryWilson3.com/call center right now to get more information. That's TerryWilson3.com/call center.
Back to our show with Terry Wilson.
I told you I'd get it right. Eventually, I'll figure out which button in this studio to press. I promise you. So this is episode 364. We're talking about 10 tips that you can implement right now to start creating better landing pages that have better opt-ins. And what we're saying is, what is a landing page? A landing page is the new world's way of capturing information. It's an inbound call center for you. So rather than driving calls to a person, a telemarketer, you're driving traffic. You're driving people on those smartphones from Facebook, LinkedIn, social media, keyword search. They're out there in the highways and the byways, or maybe you're using text marketing or voice broadcast marketing, and you're driving that traffic over to a landing page. And I'm telling you, your audience loves landing pages. Why? Because they're not threatening. See, people are threatening, you know, people, I don't want to be sold to. Nobody wants to be sold to. At least they don't think they do. Actually, psychological studies will teach you that actually everybody wants to be sold to, but nobody will admit it. And their initial response is, oh, I don't want to talk to someone. They'll try to convince me into doing something I don't want to do. So a landing page is a non-threatening way to build value for you to then be able to sell to them. So anyway, it's pretty cool. So number six, we've gone through steps 1 through 5. Just to recap real quick for those taking notes at home. Number one, build credibility early. Number two, capture the email even if they don't buy anything. Number three, use lots of testimonials. Number four, use lots of bullet points. Number five, arouse curiosity in the headline. And here's number six, keep it conversational on all your ad copy style. Keep it conversational. I'm telling you, I think this is something I do unintentional. It's just my style. It's just the whatever, you know, I don't know any better. But I would tell you, when I was doing landing pages a lot when I was in insurance and I was driving traffic to those landing pages from those voice broadcasts that I was sending out, I think the thing that I did that made it so successful just innately, inadvertently, non-intentionally, just because it is, you know, I'm the typical Southerner that just, hey, y'all, how you doing? Just conversational. I mean, it's like it's your own Mayberry. People relate to that. I didn't know how to come across salesy just because my dialect and everything. I just, hey, this is Terry. And I'm just going, you know, I was like your neighbor across the street or something. You have to keep all of your content the same way, whether it's in text form, copy form, whether it's in the presentation you're doing online with video, whatever it is, keep it conversational. People relate to it. People understand it. It builds rapport with you. They don't, and It's so engaging, and it's also very disarming. I make no apologies. Whether I'm behind this microphone in the studio or behind a pulpit at some church, I'm selling. Because what is selling? It's teaching. It's training. It's influencing. It's trying to persuade someone to see something a certain way. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I know sales has been beat up for many, many years because so many people thought they were selling, and they weren't selling. They were manipulating. See, and that's the thing, the term manipulation and the term selling has been conflated in the minds of so many people. Most people think, well, you know, selling is dirty. I don't want to be sold to. I don't want to sell. No, you do want to sell. You want people to buy into you. You want your friends, your family to believe you. You want to have influence. You know why? Because you're designed. Who wants to not have people trust them? Who wants to have people not go along with in seeing things the way they see them? I mean, that's just crazy. If you say, hey, I wish more people would agree with me. If you're saying right now, I wish people would give me more of what I want, then you want to sell them on it. Well, what you don't want to do, and what's dirty, and what's something that you don't want to engage in, because you shouldn't. And it's because you've been done this way. No one wants to be manipulated. No one wants to be deceived. No one wants to be lied to. And you shouldn't want to have that done to you. And you, if you're a moral person, which most people at least think of themselves as, or an ethical person, you don't want to do that either. So the way you do that is be transparent with your presentation. Keep your copy genuine and true to you. Don't try to be someone you're not. Don't try to come across any other way. Just keep it conversational. Because the first thing, as the old saw goes, the first thing you sell is yourself. So that's what people are buying. And it is true psychologically. You know, you do the studies that people within 3.5 seconds, because that's the way we were designed, so that we didn't get eat by lions in the jungle. You know, everybody is measuring everybody up within just a few seconds of seeing them, the way they carry themselves, the way they speak, the way they look. You know, it's a subconscious thing that we all do. Why? Because we've got that whole fight or flight syndrome going on. So that's still prevalent today, and it's more prevalent in the marketing. So if you're going to be a good online marketer, you need to be able to create content in a style and in a fashion that's inviting, that is warm, that is saying, hey, take a load off. Let's sit down and talk. People want to know that people care for them. Okay. And you can be a hard nose, you know, personality type. It has nothing to do with personality. You can be a hard nosed jerk, but be likable because you're being true to yourself. And they say, well, that's who he is. That's it. You know, people I have found, it's not about I'm not trying to turn you into some, you know, sweet tea drinking, Andy Griffin talking type person. I'm saying be true to you, but be genuine, be transparent, be open, and people will warm up to it. So number six, use a conversational style in all your copy. Number seven, incorporate an emotional hook in the lead paragraph and headline. People relate emotionally. We are emotional beings. I quote this all the time because it's just so true. The old Maya Angelou quote, people often will forget what you tell them, but they'll never forget how you make them feel. When you're creating content on your landing pages, there needs to be an emotional element to it, because that is what you know, because it goes into deeper psychology. Why do you have emotions? What purpose does emotions have? And I'm used to being in a live studio with Lindsay or Reagan or Chris bantering, or Michael or Callie. So I'm talking to you rhetorically. But the reason you have emotions, the reason, the whole purpose behind having an emotion is so you can remember. Have you ever tried to get an argument with your wife and you always lose because they beat you up on the details of the history of whatever you're talking about, they remember every single detail, the shoes you were wearing, the pants you were wearing, where it was at, what time it was, everything. Why? Why can they recall all that and you can't? Because they have a deeper, stronger emotional tie to whatever that event was that they're bringing up 20 years later. Have you ever heard a song come on in a restaurant and it takes you back 5, 10, 20, 30 years ago in high school? Takes you back to your prom dance, takes you back to, you know, your first car ride, whatever. Why? Because there's an emotional attachment. You remember when there's emotion attached to it. And if you want ad copy that converts, you have got to incorporate some sort of emotional hook. Are you tired of struggling and paying hundreds of dollars a week on leads for them not to convert? Maybe that's the headline. Maybe the first two or three sentences says, I work with a client in name the city that was just about to go out of business in his insurance business because the lead acquisition cost and low conversion of the leads he was buying was killing his agency. And that's all I put. And then bullet point number one, get your lead acquisition cost down to less than a dollar per client. Bullet point number two, see how the leads are insurance buyers and not just people opting in for a free iPad. Bullet point number three, you see how the heading had an emotional hook to it, the subtext to it, fleshed it out a little bit more, and then bullet point, bullet point, bullet point, bullet point. And then I start selling them on what the content on the flip side of this opt-in form is going to look like. If you will create content like that, you will have more opt-ins. If you will stop thinking about the specs and the brand and all of these things of whatever it is you're selling, and you will start thinking more in terms of how does, in a real world, does this help people? How does this meet people's needs? How does this connect with people emotionally? And you start speaking to that in the copy, you are going to have people beating down, even sharing your opt-in form with other people. So you have to do that. Number eight, solve the reader's problem. Once you hook the reader with an emotional copy dramatizing their problem or a powerful free offer, show how your product or free information can help them solve that problem. For example, now there's a better, easier, and more effective solution to wobbly restaurant tables that can irritate customers and ruin their dining experience. Table Shocks, the world's smallest shock absorber. So obviously, we're creating a landing page for restaurant owners to look at, solving the wobbly table problems that a lot of, good Lord, it's the most irritating thing in the world to sit down at a table at a restaurant and it just wobbles the whole time. But you can see how, and that's what we're talking about, the bullet points under that. I sort of jumped the gun a little bit. That's what those bullet points are doing. They're solving that reader's problem, number eight. Number nine, make it timely and current. The more your online copy ties in with current events and news, the higher your response rates will be. Oh, my word, guys. If you will just watch the news and tweak your ad copy to current events that are relevant to your audience that are coming, you will see opt-ins spike. Going back to my illustration of selling my system to insurance agents, for instance, all I have to do is watch the news about what's going on with ACA, what's going on with regulations and various financial products, what's going on here, what's going on there. And then how is that creating problems or solving problems for the average agent? And then speak to how my solution will help them. Even link into a news article or something. Did you see this about what's going on here? This means it's going to free you up to be able to do this. This tool. You see how if you just conflate the various news stories that's already in the zeitgeist of your audience, that is their mental, subconscious already going on because they're reading content, they're hearing content on the news. And then you're pulling that news and you're pulling your solution into how it's going to solve the problem that the news has just reported, it is going to make your opt-ins even more timely. And 10, and finally, you have to stress the security and the lack of commitment they might have on the back end of this. This is where number 10, you stress, hey, once you opt in here and you see this information, if it's not right for you, don't worry about it. You can opt out at any time. You have to stress that guarantee that you're making them, that they're not going to get spammed. They're not going to get inundated. You're not going to sell their information to other people. You have to do that. So breaking this down, number one, build credibility early on. Number two, capture the email address, whether they buy anything or not. Number three, use lots of testimonials to incentivize them and coerce and persuade them to go ahead and opt in because it's solving several people's problems. Number four, use a lot of bullet points and very little, you know, long text. Number five, arouse their curiosity with your headlines. Number six, use conversational style of copy and content. Number seven, incorporate an emotional hook in the lead paragraph in the headlines. Number eight, solve their problems early on, right after they see that ad copy. Number nine, make it timely and current. Try to use headlines from the weeks or the months news of what's going on. And number 10, make sure they understand at any time they don't find value in what you're offering, that you're going to give them an exit, that they're not going to be stuck with you for the rest of their lives, getting emails, getting calls, and getting harassed. But let them know that at any time they don't find value in what you're offering, that you're going to be able to allow them to exit, that you're not going to hold them to it. Guys, this has been episode 364. This is Terry Wilson, TerryWilson3.com. We will be back in a few weeks. We do live podcast on Monday nights. Right now, you're hearing a pre-recorded podcast. I am currently, as you're listening to this, somewhere in an RV, riding around, hopefully on Route 66, somewhere out in Southwest, with my wife and five children. And we're just having a great time and enjoying the fruits of what online marketing and the tools and the training and the strategies we offer at TerryWilson3.com. We're enjoying what it provides for us. If you do not have a legitimate work from home business and you want one, go over to TerryWilson3.com and check us out. If you have an online business and you're struggling because you don't have enough leads, because at the end of the day, leads is the lifeblood of any business. If you don't have enough people to speak with, then you don't have a business, you have a hobby. And if you're tired of being in a hobby and you want to be in a business and need help, that's what we do. That's the tools and the training that we offer over at TerryWilson3.com. So go check us out. If you want to join one of our live podcasts, all you have to do is text the word at TW3podcast, and that's the at sign, at TW3podcast. Text that to this number, 81010, 81010. You just type that in your phone right now, 81010, and text the word at TW3podcast over there, and you will get text alert of when we're going live, and you can join our live chat, and you know, we'd love to answer your questions and all that. Please share this podcast. If you got any value out of it at all, please put it on your social media, put it on your LinkedIn, put it on your Facebook, Twitter, and this, if you will share this and share it with the hashtag TW3podcast364, we will look for who shared it, and we will put you in a drawing for a 2-night, 3-day vacation. So if you will share this podcast right now by going using the hashtag TW3podcast364, hashtag TW3podcast364, if you will share that on any social media, I and some of our staff are always looking to who's sharing our content, and we enter you to win a 2-night, 3-day vacation. If you leave a comment over on iTunes saying, hey, I like this podcast, we will enter you to win a $50 gas card, because that just helps our ratings over in the iTunes store. So if you're listening to us on iTunes, make sure that you you know, give us a positive 5-star review and tell us that you like it. And if you don't like it, send us an email and we'll try to fix it. But we're looking for positive reviews. So anyway, just joking. Guys, thank you so much for being a part of the audience. Thank you for allowing us to do this, because it's your listening, it's your engaging, it's your sharing that affords us the opportunity to enjoy life with our children, to homeschool, and to have fun out there acting like a bunch of rednecks. We're calling this the Rednecks National Lampoon Vacations, I think what we title this one, as we're out there. And we're not going to tie any dogs to the bumper, like we're not going to put an ant up on the roof. But we might do some of the other stuff, though. Who knows?
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, guys, what a privilege. I mean,